This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday announcing a three-week nationwide school closure beginning next Monday and a month-long domestic travel ban in an effort to slow a third wave of COVID-19 infecting his country. A rise in cases is crippling intensive care units in areas hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Macron had hoped to avoid a lockdown and the effect it would have on the economy. Macron also promised to speed up vaccinations by giving access to all people age 60 and over in mid-April, those age 50 and over in mid-May, and the rest of the population a month later. German officials have decided to limit the use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in people under 60 after more unusual blood clots were reported on a small number of people who received the shots. In response, the executive director of the European Medicines Agency, an agency of the European Union in charge of the evaluation and supervision of medicinal products, said there is no evidence that would support restricting the use of the vaccine in any population. On Tuesday, an independent vaccine expert in Germany said the AstraZeneca shot should not routinely be given to people under 60 because of the rise in reported cases of unusual blood clots in the days after vaccination. Pfizer announced Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and strongly protective in kids as young as 12, a step toward possibly beginning shots in this age group before they head back to school in the fall. The Pfizer-BioNTech trial of some 2,260 adolescents ages 12 to 15 resulted in 100% efficacy in preventing COVID-19, this according to a company statement. The vaccine was well tolerated with side effects in line with those in early adult trials. This is VOA News. Seven pro-democracy advocates were convicted in Hong Kong on Thursday for organizing and participating in unlawful assembly during massive anti-government protests in 2019. The activists included media tycoon and founder of the Apple Daily tabloid, Jimmy Lai, who had already been held without bail on other charges related to his pro-democracy activities. Organizers of the August 18th protests in 2019 said that more than a million people marched that day in protest of a proposed bill that would have allowed criminals suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. The extradition bill was eventually withdrawn, but the protests expanded to include full democracy and other demands, and at times descended into violence between protesters and police. China has since taken a tougher stance, implementing a security law on Hong Kong and approving reforms that will reduce the public's role in voting in lawmakers for the city's legislature. President Joe Biden on Wednesday outlined a $2.3 trillion plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure over the next 8 years and what he billed as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Biden's proposal would undo former President Trump's signature legislative achievement of giant tax cuts for corporations. Funding for the infrastructure projects would come from a hike in corporate taxes. Biden's plans will be followed in the coming weeks by a companion bill with investments in child care and family tax cuts. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned Wednesday that a bloodbath is imminent and there is an increasing possibility of civil war in the country if civilian rule is not restored. Special Envoy Kristen Schreiner Bergner urged the UN Security Council to consider all available tools to take collective action and to do what is right, what the people of Myanmar deserve, according to a copy of her remarks obtained by VOA. Niger's security forces interrupted an attempted military coup at the West African country's presidential palace overnight Tuesday, according to a government statement released on Wednesday. The coup attempt raises more concern, coinciding with the inauguration of soon-to-be President Mohamed Bazoum on Friday. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.